Tom Cruise wanted to be first, but Dean, the Russians beat him, didn't they?
Those Ruskies, they'll just sneak up on you when you don't even know it. Tom Cruise wanted to be the first guy to do a movie in actual outer space, not that civilians are going up there. But yesterday, a rocket carrying a Russian actress and a Russian director blasted off, going to the International Space Station. They're going to spend 12 days up there shooting scenes from a new movie called The Challenge, story about a doctor who is traveling to space in order to save a cosmonaut. So last year, Tom Cruise said he wanted to be the first one to do this from a SpaceX rocket. So now he has been eclipsed, if you will. And, you know, Tom Cruise is very competitive, so I don't know if he's going to go ahead and still do it and, you know, do a space walk or,
yeah,
or in his case, a space run. He likes to run in all of his movies. Or maybe he won't even do it at all anymore since he's no longer going to be the first one to do it.
Let's talk about BTS and something nice that they did.
Yeah, the Korean supergroup BTS raised $3.6 million for UNICEF. They have a campaign which is called the Love Myself campaign, and the K-pop group promoted it throughout their tour in all of their social media. If you've got kids or grandkids, ask them about BTS. They'll be able to tell you all about it. They're one of the world's most popular groups right now. They actually did film a video called Permission to Dance at the UN headquarters in New York. So they've brought a lot of attention to the UN and to UNICEF. Their video has over 27 million views on the UN's YouTube channel. I don't think the YouTube channel for the UN has ever had that many views.
Probably not.
For anything. Maybe if they had YouTube back in the day watching, you know, Khrushchev bang his shoe on the table, that might have gotten, that seems like that would have gone viral.
Yeah, for sure.
If there was such a thing back then.
Pharrell Williams has canceled his music fest, hasn't he? Was this COVID related?
No, not COVID related at all. He was going to put on what he calls the Something in the Air Water, Something in the Water Music Festival. It has nothing to do with the water, but just Something in the Water. In his hometown of Virginia Beach, Virginia, it's an event that's already been canceled twice because of the pandemic. But this time it was canceled because of what Pharrell Williams calls toxic energy shown by city officials there. Pharrell's cousin was shot and killed by a police officer last spring in Virginia Beach, Virginia. And Pharrell says that there was toxic energy surrounding what he says was the narrative surrounding the death of his cousin. City manager said he didn't like that and was immensely disappointed in the words and also the cancellation. Pharrell came back saying he wishes that there was as much energy that would have been put into investigating his cousin's being killed. So he just said, you know what, I'm trying to help the city. Let's just cancel the whole thing.
The letter that Eddie Van Halen's son wrote, this open letter to his late father, was it the one-year anniversary of his death?
Yeah, yesterday was the one-year anniversary of Eddie Van Halen's death, died of cancer, 65 years old. And lots of people, I mean, everybody in Van Halen yesterday was, you know, remembering Eddie Van Halen, expressing their condolences and remembrances. But none as touching as Wolfgang Van Halen, who's also a musician. But he wrote, "One year you fought so hard for so long, but you still were taken away. It's just so unfair." He said, "I'm not okay. I don't think I'll ever be okay. I'm trying my best to be here without you, but it's really hard. I hope you're still proud." Then he ends it with, "I love you with all my heart, Pop. Keep watching over me." Wolfgang has got his own band now that's called Mammoth WVH. But very sweet words from Eddie Van Halen's son.
Hard to believe it's been a year already.
I know, shot by so fast.
Dean, is there ever a time Dave Chappelle is not embroiled in some sort of controversy?
Yeah, that's true. He does seem to thrive on it. His latest stand-up show just started premiering this week on Netflix, and it is a magnet of controversy. In the special, which is called The Closer, Dave Chappelle spends a little bit of time talking about gay and transgender people. Some people are saying that his comments were not funny and went too far. Some of those people include the National Black Justice Coalition, who said that it was very disappointing that Netflix lets Chappelle's lazy and hostile transphobic and homophobic comments air on its platform, and they are calling for Netflix to pull the special. The executive director of the series Dear White People, who is trans, said that she would no longer work with Netflix as long as they continue to put out material like that. And the LGBTQ defamation group, GLAAD, said that Chappelle's brand has become synonymous with ridiculing trans people and other marginalized communities. So quite a few groups are upset about this. Netflix has had no comment. Dave Chappelle has had no comment on it all.
He's become synonymous with the controversy, that's for sure. Let's talk about James Bond and Daniel Craig. He's been everywhere. When you talked to him, did you get the sense that he's getting tired of talking about it?
Yeah, well, you know, that was the challenging part in talking to him, because a million people are asking him exactly the same question. You know, what's it like winding this whole thing up? So I tried not to approach it from that direction, but this new movie, No Time to Die, is officially going to open tomorrow, although if you, in some theaters, they're actually beginning the screenings today around 4 o'clock. So if you want to be actually among the very, very first, today would be the day to do that. I'm going to fully review it tomorrow. I liked it very much, and I suggest that you see it on as big a screen as you possibly can. They did shoot some of it in IMAX, so it's definitely worth it. It's only going to be in theaters anyway, so if you're going to see it on a nice big screen. So what I asked him about was the legacy. What did he think the legacy was that he was leaving now that he joins Sean Connery, Roger Moore, Pierce Brosnan? The list goes on and on of some of the greatest James Bonds of all time. This is what he told me.
Listen, I mean, I was given a kind of a blank slate. I mean, we had a great script and we had a source material, the source material of Casino Royale, the novel. So we had a great place to start. But I wanted to bring him sort of from the ground up. And I just tried to make him my own. That's all I could think of doing. It's the only way I kind of know how to act. And that's what I'd say to whoever the next person is. I'd just say, make it your own. Make it just, you know, take it somewhere amazing, please.
Have these been the most physically demanding roles that you've done in your career?
Oh, yeah, by a country mile. Yeah. I mean, there's nothing quite like them. But I mean, I kind of did... You know, I started off that way, so I had to kind of end that way. And one of the reasons I wanted to give up after Spectre is I genuinely thought I couldn't sort of continue doing it in that, you know, the way I started. And I thought, what was the point? So, but I'm very happy I came back.
Yeah, you know, the very first time that I talked to Daniel Craig was about 20 years ago for the movie Road to Perdition. Remember that movie with Tom Hanks?
Sure.
And this, unknown actor named Paul Newman, who was also in the movie. You know, we were doing the interviews for that. And, of course, everybody was clamoring around Paul Newman. Everyone was clamoring around Tom Hanks. And poor little baby actor Daniel Craig was getting no attention whatsoever. I felt so bad for the guy. I remember having the conversation with him. It's like, I'll come and talk to you. I'm happy to talk to you. He's really good in the movie. But we reminisced about him filming in Chicago and doing those interviews in Chicago. And Bob, I've started this new thing now. Whenever I talk to actors about Chicago, I have kind of like a game show that I play. Are they going to bring up pizza, hot dogs, the cold weather, Al Capone, Oprah, or Michael Jordan? Let's spin the wheel and see where Daniel Craig took it.
Oh, good.
Daniel, I was thinking about this that it's been almost 20 years since the first time that I met you here in Chicago. You were doing Road to Perdition.
Road to Perdition, right. Yeah, yeah, of course.
Yeah, a little unknown actor by the name of Paul Newman, I believe. Yeah. What memories do you have of being here in Chicago for that?
To apologize.
Oh, I had way too good of a time in Chicago. it's the first time I was in the city. It was freezing cold when I arrived. I think it was freezing cold when I left. I had a magical time there.
Yeah, there you go.
The cold weather. Yeah.
But one notch in for cold weather.
You know, that's a good tip. See the Bond movie this afternoon at 4, and that way you're probably assured of a theater that's not at least jam-packed.
Not super crowded, yeah. Especially if you see it, you know, earlier in the day. I'm sure tonight will be super busy. But, you know, it is, you know, for those of you who haven't gone into a theater yet, this one is a theaters-only presentation. They're hoping that this is going to be the one that brings people back into theaters again. But I'll tell you what, you want to spend this last movie with Daniel Craig. You're not going to want to miss it.
Yeah, I saw some of the previews, and I got motion sickness just looking at it.
Yeah, it's
a lot of action. A
lot of action.
More.
A lot of action. And Daniel Craig, if you're listening, put your shirt on in the movie, will you please?
More tomorrow.
Put a shirt on.
Thanks, Dean.